So number six on the agenda for today, the Go Outdoors South Dakota update. And I think Director Kirschman, are you going to handle that for today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Not a lot to report on Go Outdoors, so I'm going to make this relatively brief today. Just give you a couple updates on where we're at and how things continue to progress forward. In respect to Go Outdoor, from a licensing perspective, things continue to move along actually quite nicely. As we mentioned to you last time, we did wrap up the initial elk draw for the first draw, and then we had applications go out and completed the second draw also for elk applications. So those things went fairly well and fairly smoothly. Again, just as a reminder, for elk applications in the first draw, we had right at about 40,000 applications, more applications than we had ever taken before. So that was very positive, except for all those individuals that put in applications that did not draw, as we hear frequently on an annual basis, right? The next big one that was just recently concluded as well was the first draw in application period for the combined deer draw. Went very well. We had approximately 72,000 applications submitted for those six deer hunting seasons for the first draw. Those draws have been completed, and now the remaining licenses, or leftovers, are sometimes referred to for the second draw, are out there and taking applications as we speak. So that is progressing and moving forward as well. Tomorrow is another deadline for non-resident waterfowl license applications. And so that is happening as we speak as well, and going along fairly well. We continue to send reminders out to our users out there of what seasons are open, when application periods are closing, and as we progress through the various draws for the limited draw licenses that are out there. We continue to sell the licenses over the counter, if I may, through the system. Those are those, you know, small game hunting licenses, fishing licenses, and we'll do a license report tomorrow, most likely based on your agenda and where license sales are with that. I don't think Director Simpson has anything significant to report on Go Outdoors from the parks reservation side. Other than, again, things are going along very well. It's been very active and busy. Our park staff also working with Brant the vendor and all of our users out there, getting folks in the system and assisting them where we can, especially those first-time users, again, providing some great customer assistance and making sure that they're getting their reservations completed as well. One thing, again, I'd like to share with all of you, and we've done this every month, but it's certainly necessary. All the work that's gone into the Go Outdoor system, all those involved, and most importantly, all of our staff that are providing that customer service right now, especially getting to those first-time users, it is a different look. It's a different venue than the previous systems, both the parks reservation and on the hunting and fishing side of things. We have a lot of staff that have dedicated a lot of time and effort, and to say the least, they've been providing what I would consider some superior customer service for our users out there. If they have a question, if they need a little assistance or need some help, our staff are really stepping up and helping them out and taking care of them. So I'd like to, if as a personal courtesy, just to say thank you to all the staff across the state, regardless on the wildlife side, park side, administration side, of helping our customers as they get into the system if they do need some help. But in general, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, things are moving right along. I think the last figure we had was just under 800,000 people have used the Go Outdoor system since initiated. So when you think of that number, that's a pretty phenomenal number when we're starting to approach that million mark in terms of individual users out there. So we'll continue to make progress where needed and some updates. Again, it's a moving target, but things are going along very well, and we'll continue to get through limited draw processes this summer as we move closer to the fall hunting season, and getting towards late summer, early fall, as things will start to wind down on the camping reservation side. But we've got a busy couple of months ahead of us yet. We'll continue to work with our customers out there. So, Mr. Chairman, just a quick update for you today on Go Outdoors, and we'd certainly try to answer any questions that you may have as a commissioner.
Sure.
Mr. Chair.
If I could add just a little bit, sorry about that.
I guess Director Simpson wants a 2 cents
service deal. Can't let Tom steal all the thunder, right? I just wanted to maybe add a couple of things to what Tom mentioned. We know we've had some speed bumps here over the initial phases of this thing, but we do have an update that is coming. It was actually scheduled to hit today, I believe, and it's been pushed back to the 11th. So we'll see that next week. Hopefully that patch is going to address a bunch of the issues that we know that are out there. That's going to be an ongoing process. You're going to see that for years to come. We'll constantly have changes that happen, whether they be because of the rule changes that happen at the commission level or some other issue. Those things just they need to be attended to, and that's an ongoing process. I being involved with the licensing system way back in 2004, when we went online, we were still making modifications and trying to find improvements as technology advances and those kinds of things. We're doing that right up to the end of the lifespan of that particular platform. So we know that help is coming and some improvements are coming, and those will come next week. Also, Brant will be in state next week, and I know that we've got some planned visits for them to go out and sit with some of our field staff. And really engage and see what issues they're having at the field level, licensing office, in the park facilities, and those kinds of things. So we're hoping that that'll be a good visit, and some additional improvements will come out of that. So thank you.
Questions from the commission?
Commissioner Beesier, I've had numerous calls from people that were in the original elk draw that have not received their physical tag. Is it taking longer to get those out this year?
Through the chair.
Commissioner Beesier, that is a process of getting the tags printed, yet no tags have gone out yet. That's absolutely correct. Those will be coming in the future. What we did do is send the notifications that they were successful, and that's probably what you're referring to, that those individuals have asked that question. But we'll be working on printing of tags as we progress here. We're going to ask for a little patience, because you think between the elk draws and then when you look at the combined deer draws, it's a lot of tags to get printed, stuffed, and out through the mail. And we'll continue to work on those things over the next several weeks. But those tags will be coming soon.
Any other questions for Tom on this? Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Don't leave.